Yeah, look, we were pretty much, it happened pretty soon. It happened very soon. So it was more so that his partner was struggling, or his wife was struggling back home, so, and some family issues there. So he thought the right thing to do was to get on a plane and head back home. So he headed last night.
So it was quick. Is this, you're good mates with him? Yeah. So has this been an ongoing thing or something that's just popped up?
Yeah, no, over the last couple of weeks, I know that he was on the phone a lot. And, you know, I've coached with Paul 4 or 5 years from in America in Townsville and back here. So, you know, as soon as it's a family, it's straight away. So he felt relieved that he'd take that pressure off him to go back home to deal with what he's got to deal with. So, look, we're confident in the staff that we have. So We'll keep an eye out what we've got. Everyone will just have to step up in the interim and see how we go.
So at the moment you don't have a lead assistant. How hard will that be for you? I mean, last year you had 40, you had Matty Nelson, you had Jacob as well. Now you've just got Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob and Trigger, Luke. So he's both are doing a fantastic job. And we're very fortunate to have some great leaders out on the court with Damo, with Jesse, you know, and Bryce and Tariko are very savvy out there, so they can really identify a couple of areas that I don't see.
You've built this club sort of on work ethic and work rate, and gotten every tie across every team and stuff. How do you do that with less numbers? Is it from an hours perspective, just getting everything done?
Yeah, well, it's the same as getting the guys injured last year. And I think we played 18 games last year that we had injuries to players, and as someone steps up and plays, and it's the same as our staff, you know. We'll get called on now and see if we can step up to that, and hopefully we can do a good job. But I got full confidence that our assistant coaches and video guys are doing an excellent job so far, and they're on top of stuff.
We make calls at all to see if there's anyone out there who you had a truckload of inquiries and applications.
Yeah, I went back through the list last night. So there's a lot of guys got jobs now, but yeah, we'll revisit those and just see where they are. But look, to be honest, if they're in a job, they're probably have to give a month's notice, and by the time they get another month, it's really the season. So we'll see if we can think outside the box and maybe get someone here for a month or 2 weeks and go from there.
Is there anyone, an ex-coach that maybe is not, so I'll throw up a Rob Beveridge, would someone like that fill a role of some sort for you?
Yeah, it's really what we need. You know, we've got to identify what we need, and we probably need a workout guy more than anything on the court that more so than a video guy or something. But yeah, we're mindful that we're, you know, we had Matty Nielsen last year, and we had Paul working with our big, so that's probably our first priority, get a big guy coach.
So yeah, someone who can advise you or just be a sounding board for you is probably the most important thing right now.
Yeah, well, it's most important thing is with the players. That's my key focus. I'll spend a lot more time there, and hopefully we'll get someone in the interim.
It's a big finding someone big who can do it. Is that the hardest sort of job to find?
Yeah, well, everyone's in season. You know, all the NBA started up, it's Europe started, we're started, so it's not in the off-season where there's a lot of availability, but we'll make do.
How are you going to go this weekend? 2 games, so your workload's going to be quite massive.
Yeah, no, look, we're just locked into Friday night. That's first and foremost, and we take the second game when that happens, but we're locked on to Phoenix, and guys have been great, so hopefully we can carry that over on the court Friday night.
What's the key to Phoenix this weekend?
Yeah, well, it's our defence. Our defence has been pretty poor to start off with. You know, it's not, you know, the last 4 championships we've been the best defensive team in the competition, and we've let that drag, and we can't let these guys get off to a great start like Cairns did last week, and our defence is really going to come into, you know, if we win or not.
When you pulled the squad together, you said the game's changing and it's being more athletic and open. It seems like the scores are high across the board this year. Is the game changing a lot?
Yeah, it's getting a lot quicker. It seems a lot quicker and a lot more smaller ball that really stretching the floor and getting to the rack and shooting three. So, you know, it's a trickle down from what the NBA are doing. And obviously the skill level's gone up. The league here is, the players in the league is first class. And when you have that on the floor, they're hard to stop.
Mitch Creek's been in bully mode in his first couple of games. Have you got the right matchup for him? Are you confident maybe Tariko can slow him down at least?
Yeah, we'll give him some different looks, small or big, where, you know, Nick's our power forward and virtually matched up on him. So we're pretty happy with the guy we got playing in that position too. So, but Mitch is, you know, borderline NBA. He's crafty and he's getting the team to play, so he's a big focus.
So he's been playing more the four, has he, Mitch? Mm. You've noticed in recent times?
Yeah, especially with Wesley out, he's slide over to the four and, you know, playing a little bit of power point or point power or whatever they point forward or whatever they call it these days.
You've had 50 more shots than your opposition so far this season. Your accuracy is down, obviously. What's the cause of that? Is it the pressure that you're on? Are they just missing?
Well, I've had a talk to the RAC Arena and told them to take the glad wrap off the up the ring from last week. But that's great that we're getting more shots. We just got to get them in, don't we? So we might have to do some more shooting in practice.
Have you gone back and had a look at, are they difficult? Are they just missing easy shots, or is the pressure that they're being put under when they're shooting, when you look back on them?
Well, I think, you know, we've played Melbourne two of those games, and they were the second best defensive team last year, so that's pretty good company out there. So, you know, and against Cairns, I think we had a number of easy shots. The ball just wouldn't drop, and the basketball gods weren't looking after us. But, yeah, over the course of the season, hopefully that improves.
This is a special night for you tomorrow night. Can you just give us an update? Have you spoken to the boys? I know you do it regularly about Dawn and her fight.
Yeah, I just talked to the guys today about the journey that we've come through, and we're so happy that it's game number three for the Pink and raise awareness and funds for people in WA. And just to give the guys some context, there's only Jesse, Damo and Bryce were there for game one. Oh, Mitch and Nick were on the opposition. So it was only those three guys, and just to give the guys some context of what we're doing here, what's it mean to the community, and you know what it means to us to really come up with an idea, and Jack to say yes, put it on the, you can have a Pink game, and now getting its third year, it's fantastic, and hopefully we can raise awareness.
And have you spoken to Dawn about now I haven't got an assistant coach, I will not be around home at all.
Yeah, well, she was here for the first one, so maybe I can get her back in. But no, she's taken a bit of a step back, and, you know, she's doing really well, and it's great for the community. I still get asked at the airport how she's doing. It's great that people care and ask.
So she's doing well. Can you give an update just about how her entire
season? Yeah, well, I'm on camera, she's doing really well. If I'm off camera, she gets after me all the time, so I know she's feeling really well.
You know that's on camera.
Just on RAC Arena, is it still the fortress that it used to be for the Wildcats?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I think we rolled off 10 or 11 wins in a row. I think that last game was really disappointing for us. It was we took shortcuts, and you're not going to win in this league no matter where you play shortcuts. So I was happy to see us respond on the Sunday on the road, but we owe 12,000 fans here a good performance from what we dished up last Friday night.
Yeah,